At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the Time to Talk podcast with Lewis and Reese.
Hello, hello.
Clap.
Oh, fuck yeah. Mukbang. Let's eat some food and talk some shit. So we've got a lot of food here. Mm-hmm. We're going to do another mukbang. We're just going to talk. Becky is here as well.
Hi.
And yeah.
Becky got loaded fries.
Yeah, man. And then we got half and half pizza.
Yeah, I've got a pizza bread.
Domino's, sponsor us, please.
Okay. Always. Lewis, because there is a theory.
What?
I don't know much about it. So you know the Great Wall of China?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't looked into it enough yet. But apparently the wall, people are saying, was built to keep whatever was in China in China. Does that make sense? So people think the Chinese built it. What people are suggesting. Do you remember there's like a lost civilization called Temeria or some place like that? Something like that. Apparently they built it to keep what was ever in China in China. But
interesting. Any fun stories, Becky?
No.
Okay. Happiness. Back to me then.
I wish it was easy for men to shag women. It is for men to shag men. No, I said.
But that's why a lot of straight men are on grinders, or in the park doing the.
I think it's because women have more class.
Yeah.
No disrespect to you, Lynn.
Probably. Yeah, listen. Who needs class when you've got ass? Thank you for the silence. Listen, I'm not hurting anyone.
Good.
I ain't got a boyfriend.
Same.
While I'm single, if I want to throw this thing around, I'm going to do exactly that.
Are we nervous for April?
April?
Yeah, ma'am.
I think it's March first.
We don't care about March.
Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa.
We really don't care about March.
I think you're fine. March is the best month of the calendar year.
Why?
A lot happens in March. Shrove Tuesday.
Nice.
Sometimes Easter. A couple of birthdays happen in March.
No, not that special.
No, there's a few special ones in March.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah, just a couple.
Yeah, give me some.
Eve Coleman, her birthday's in March.
My dad.
Your dad. My birthday happens to be in March as well. Just happens to be there. Just a few, you know. A few good ones.
What's 9 months off March? Can you do it for me?
This way.
Back.
March, February, January, December, November, October. What's the other one? September. August. July. June.
What's June in your family?
Sam's birthday.
Sam's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, before it was Sam's birthday.
Nothing. Oh, so it's a random sex baby. All right. So after June, what's June? So 9 back from June. August, September, no, September. Oh.
Go forward.
June, May, April, March, Feb, Jan, December. What's the one before December? November.
Mm-hmm. October.
October.
September.
September. Nothing.
I love this random sex baby.
Oh, no,
me and Sam were
kids go back to school.
Kids go back to school. 5 years?
Yeah. There you go. Kids out the house, let's make another. That's what your parents did.
Yeah, facts.
That probably is. Oh my god, dirty sluts.
Vile.
Those disgusting bastards. Yeah, because I was. When mum was pregnant, I would have been. Would have been 2002. Which is.
So.
Those horny devils.
Did
I just say September? Was that 9 back from June?
Yeah.
I would have just started.
They must have been like, oh, you can't just go shopping more.
Yes!
Yeah.
Sluts.
I was birthday 6.
Damn.
I was conceived 28 years ago already.
28 years ago? Ooh! 28, ooh! Damn,
god damn, damn.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow, damn. Some of them are 27, so.
I know.
It's mad, isn't it?
Disgusting.
Old fart, man.
That's a bit crazy. Your birthday sex? I mean, my parents were just so young that I was just random. I just happened. I think Siam was somewhat planned in terms of, like, I think my parents knew they wanted a second kid.
Yeah.
But she was accidental in terms of, like, yeah, they hadn't gone, we're going to have a kid at this time. I think it was, like, at some point we want a second kid. Oh, shit. I'm pregnant now.
Yeah.
So. Glad.
That is outrageous. Two kids. Both gay.
Hmm.
But, like, opposites, like, the feminine son, not so feminine daughter.
Yeah. It is kind of...
Like, you performing art, she's football.
It's a kind of unlikely scenario. I don't know many other families where they've got two gay kids. It is a little bit... It's interesting, though. I forgot I had these on my head, you know. I've had these on the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're pushing 30, kid?
Skip. Okay. I'm going to say this. I'm the youngest bitch in this room.
By what? 2 months?
Still the youngest, though. My uncle said this yesterday, so he was like, you're nearly 30. I was like, but I'm not, though.
Just a baby.
Yeah, like, I'm not nearly 30. I would understand if it was like, I was 29 and 6 months.
No, you're nearly 30.
But I'm not, though.
You are.
I don't class it as nearly 30.
Oh, you would.
I class it as late 20s.
What do you class as nearly 30?
29 and a half.
Okay, cool.
Because that's nearly 30. Like, in the next 6 months, I will be 30.
No, well, I'd say everything between 20 to 25 is young, not young 20s. 25 will be mid-20s. Anything after that is pushing 30.
So you think only 25 is mid-20s? Because
yeah.
I know people that are like 27 that are like, I'm in my mid-20s.
That's
at what point does mid-20s stop?
25.
So that's it. You've got 1 year of being in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
And that's the same with every year then.
Yeah, because you round up. So for me, in my head, it's anything past 4, you round up, so you're basically 30.
So any year, so like 25, 35, 45, you're mid.
So I'm pushing 30, pushing 40, pushing 50.
Right.
Because I'm on the back end, aren't I? Like,
yeah, like I would say late 20s, and I get that, but I wouldn't necessarily say I'm close to 30 yet.
You're closer to 30 than you are 20, so
that, yeah, I'm closer to it than that, but I wouldn't say I'm close to 30 just yet.
You are close to 30.
You're close to 30.
I know.
You old bastard. You're actually 27. I'm still 26. Can we just remember that? Yeah?
Don't.
As of recording, I'm still 26.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you compare our lives to famous people, and they're like set for life. We have barely even begun.
It's crazy.
Kylie Jenner.
Doesn't have to do anything. All because of Kim sucking cock on camera.
I could do that. Easily.
Do it then.
Yeah, but no one's going to want to see that.
I know, that's the issue.
Some fucker would.
Yeah. I'm thinking probably start a gay OnlyFans. Imagine the money on that.
Yes, it would.
Mm.
The guys are thirsty. If you are... I mean, traditionally, if you're just a white person that has any kind of attractiveness, gay is a lot. Let's go. Honestly.
Untap my. Now, imagine I do it under an alias, yeah? Because I can't.
No face, no case.
But everything else is on show. You have to help me make it big. And you get a portion of when we make it big.
I'll have to make what something big.
What's getting made big?
Mmm, innit?
Oh,
six figures. I'll have to make something big.
Six figures?
That's fine.
You have free content. What? Yes, sir.
Did you not get the comment that we just made?
What?
Yeah, I think you missed it.
I'll help you make something big.
Oh. Nah, you're awkward.
Oh, can I open that? I'm like the only gay person you know. I can help get you to astronomical numbers.
Of gay men?
Yes.
Gay men rich?
Define rich and
okay, some can afford £15 a month for my content.
Well, some fuckers can't afford £2 a month. So £15 is probably going to be a fucking stretch, isn't it?
Imagine we could do that. I actually would do it.
Sex sells.
Sex does sell.
People are perverts.
They are. And do you know what? I feel like I made a really missed opportunity. Like, imagine if I'd done the OnlyFans from like years ago. The amount of sex that I have.
You probably still could. You might talk, whenever someone at work asks me what I'm doing this weekend, they say, oh, I'm filming a podcast with the boys, and they go, oh, about sex podcasts.
God. And I'm not going to lie.
The first episode was, like, it was the
sexual party. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Whenever I do talk about this podcast to people, and they're like, oh, which episode should I watch first? I do suggest Sex, Drugs and Partying 1 or 2 as, like, the first episode.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it's a good way to get to know us, I guess.
Yeah, man, because druggies.
Well,
druggies love women, especially him.
What, a woman or a druggie?
Both.
Nice. So do you reckon then if I did set up an OnlyFans, I could do numbers? I know you wouldn't pay, because you're not gay.
If you do one with Brecker, I'll pay.
I'm not doing one.
So we would just set one up? See who makes the most money?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I wouldn't do that, but you two go ahead.
But imagine we both become rich at all.
It's like, which one made you rich quicker? Doing podcasts for 5 years, when OnlyFans for 2 months. Maybe I did, like...
There's still time, stop stressing.
I'm not stressing, it's just... How did I not think of that? I mean, I've been going to the gym a lot more, so who knows?
Well, all you gotta do is put cock on there.
I'll do that.
Mirror selfies.
Just sell your pants and socks.
Any more stories for anyone? I can't just talk about how much of a whore I am all the time.
I'm just thinking about fucking OnlyFans.
I reckon OnlyFans would be a good shout.
I think it might be worth a try. What, it costs nothing then to start off.
You think so?
I fucking did. Imagine that. Picture of my cock and balls. Starts making me money. I'm just thinking of it. What's that? It's a request though, man. I reckon the request you get.
Especially if, let's say you did do this and like your audience became, which they were, predominantly gay men. Gay men are feral. Talking as one, gay men are feral. And you'll probably get a lot of crazy requests. Also, what I find really strange is, not strange, I guess, because everyone's got like their own kinks and likes and dislikes and stuff, but some gay men love to be degraded, like fully degraded. They don't even necessarily like the sex part of it. Like, they obviously do like sex, but a lot of people will forego the sex to just be degraded and spoken to like shit and like, you know, you probably haven't, but some guys will like literally make gay guys like sniff their feet and like sniff their shoes and it's just crazy things, like they just get degraded. And I just find it crazy to me. I've had people ask me before. Genuinely, I've had people ask me before being like, will you like treat me like a dirty slut and all of that and just like full on degrade me? And I'm just like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. I don't know if I feel comfortable like completely degrading someone.
Do it.
For sexual fantasies.
Do it.
I don't know.
I feel like a dominatrix or something like that. Wait, there's a thing. Put on like an escort.
Yeah, put your kinky boots on and crush someone's
nuts. And crush someone's nuts. I think they should probably like that. But also, again, like, there are a lot of gay men out there that will do things like they'll have a master and things like that, and they'll like they'll have their like penises like locked up basically.
Oh, so you should know that.
And it's just, I just don't, again, it's not something that appeals to me, but to each their own. But yeah, I've had guys in the past that are like, oh, I'm locked up, I want to be used, will you be my new master, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like,
you get paid for all this stuff though.
No, not all the time.
You can.
Yeah, you can, but like, the guys that I've spoken to haven't offered payment.
But that's definitely going to get on his websites now.
I think if they did offer payment, I might consider it. Who knows?
Do it. Mate, you're sitting on a fucking...
Here's my business advisor over here.
He keeps doing a lot of yapping of things he could do. He's never doing it. Do it. Become an escort. Charge £300 a night. Or £200 an hour.
I get bored after a while. And also, once I've come, I get really bad post-op clarity. And so, like, if I'm an escort, and I, like, finish, and they're going to want to, like, touch me or something, I'm like, ugh!
I just get paid, though. I just think, money. We're going to be doing it for hundreds of thousands of years. It's called prostitution. But they call it escorts now, don't they?
I think I've got sex work now.
Sex work.
I think that's the official term now. Sex workers. Should I do a Lily Phillips? Should I see how many men I can round in one day?
Do it. We'd have to get someone a waiver on that.
Fuck a waiver. I'll do a ticket system.
Ticket system?
They'll all be waiting like...
Don't say your right name.
Oh, shit. They'll all be waiting down... Insert road name here.
Just to say they'll line up down the street.
Yeah, you don't need to say...
Why is everyone coming for me today?
Oh, here we go. It's going to be terrible. No, they came at me again.
Why is everybody attacking me? When I have sex with like a... Especially with a random.
Yeah.
In some ways, I don't even take them into account. I don't care about them at this point.
It's just for you.
As long as I'm enjoying myself,
mm-hmm.
and I... And this is going to sound vulgar, but as long as I can get my end off, that's all that matters to me. And I know it's like a bad way to think about things, but I don't actually care about the other person in this scenario.
You're going to have a boyfriend?
Oh, in fact, it's different if I had a boyfriend.
Is it?
If I had a boyfriend, well, yeah, because it... So I see it as having sex and making love, right?
Mm.
That's how I see it. Obviously, everyone sees it differently. For me, if I've got a boyfriend and we're, like, together and we're happy and we're genuine, it's more than just sex then. Whereas if I'm just meeting a random guy on the streets, we're just having sex, I'm just sharing it.
See, for me, you just devalue it, don't you? In a way.
Not really, because I wouldn't kiss a random. Like, I wouldn't go on the...
That's the line!
No.
I'd suck a cock, but I ain't kissing
it. Oh, I haven't sucked a dick for a long time.
Oh, that's good.
Not since I got mouth gonorrhea last year.
Nah, it would be
true. I really hope my parents never watch this episode. So for me it's like shagging someone and making love are two very different things. In my mind.
Oh, I get you, because I could sleep with someone and have no emotional connection. But for me, as I am having sex, my main goal is they enjoyed themselves.
But I think it's different as a man with a woman than a man with another man, I think. Obviously, I've never had sex with a woman, so I don't know, but I would assume that as a man having sex with a woman, there is that kind of like, they're a bit more delicate and you want them to feel like it's more sensitive and all that kind of stuff. Whereas as a man with another man, I don't think of that.
You just want to go...
In the moment, it's just like, we're having a shag. I just want to get it done, get it finished. Then I'm like, then I've done what I need to do. Then I can go home. Whereas if I had a boyfriend and we were having sex, it'd be different because it would be a lot more intimate. It'd be a lot more like vulnerable and a lot more sensitive and that kind of stuff.
Don't know how you can be very different.
I can't vocalise it, but I know that there is a difference.
I can sense
the difference. And in my head it makes sense. If I'm just meeting a random on the street, it's a shag. If I'm...
Yeah, no, I get that aspect, someone, but the actual act of it, I think, is always the same. That could be your issue, because you think it's different, whereas it's not, you have to, yeah. Being a random person, fine, shagging, fine. While you're actually doing it, it should be, it's a bond, and it's like a spiritual connection. Even though they're a stranger, it's still...
Yeah, it's like, there is that kind of like weird blurred line, because it's like, although you're a stranger, I've been inside you. For want of a better phrase. So yeah, there is that kind of thing of, I don't know you, but we've had that, I guess, intimacy enough.
We've done the most intimate thing two people could do.
Mm.
So to me, yeah, sharing this person, yeah, for meeting a stranger, yeah, fine. But the actual act, to me, has to be special. So you have to just be, yeah.
But again, I guess it's different as a guy who has sex with women.
Yeah. You want to leave a last impression. You don't want to have a negative experience or think of it with regret or something like that.
Whereas, and again, this is going to sound harsh, I don't care about that. If it's just a random guy, that's why if I'm just having a shag, I will either meet a guy our age or above.
Okay.
I wouldn't meet a guy younger than us because it's like, I guess there is that kind of thing of like, I don't want them to then have regrets later on and, you know, think, oh, I wish I hadn't.
Do you have any regrets from when you were younger?
Oh, 100%.
What are they?